when we look at our lives and we study all of these things that we've studied, all the books that you've read, all the courses you've taken, all the things we've talked about here, it really is kind of a moot point if we don't apply it. It really is. I mean, and so often we'll say, I know what I should do. I know that this is what the spiritual laws would say. I know this is how it works. But, you know, and this is what I would tell somebody else to do. But it's really hard for me to actually apply this stuff. And so what I wanted to talk about today was, what if we looked at our lives instead of studying the books, if we looked at it purely as a laboratory and said, my own life is my laboratory, and I'm going to look at everything that's happened in the past and what I'm going through right now, and I'm going to treat it as an experiment. I'm going to say, okay, when I got myself all upset when that happened, what happened after that? Or when I was held a lot of anger towards somebody for a really long time, what did my life look like? And I'm actually going to use it as a laboratory and say, what was it like? And then when I was able to drop that anger, what did my life look like? And really start applying it. Because in order to do this, we have to really use it. It would be like if we found a book on that we had special magical powers, and we read and studied the book, but we never actually applied any of the powers, and we still lived as if we had absolutely no power at all. And that's really kind of what we're talking about. There's a book, and there's many books, and there's many people that are saying the same thing. So we look at Goethe, and we look at Leonardo da Vinci, and they're saying exactly the same thing. They lived in two different times. But they're saying, it's not enough to know, you have to apply it. It's not enough to say, we have God within us, which means we have a tremendous amount of power, and then not use it. It's like the book, you can blow the dust off of it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter if the book ever existed. The only way we really connect and find out, is that really true, is to apply those thoughts and use it as an experiment to use our own life. Florence Scovel Shinn said, your word is your wand. And she would always, she was like a practitioner with people, they'd come to her with problems and she would explain to them over and over and over again, it's what you're saying about your life that's creating your life. You're not getting it. If you say, you know, there's no way I'm ever going to meet anybody, that's exactly what your life's going to look like. It's as simple as that. So she tried to get them off that story and into actually using their own inner powers to create a new story. And then in her books, she would always say, and then here's what happened next. The person actually met somebody. Or a person who said, I have absolutely no money, what should I do? She said, you've got to stop walking around saying, I have absolutely no money. You have to change that, because when you say that, you're saying that to the infinite powers, the pure creative energy, and the answer is going to be yes. So you have to change that. You have to see the abundance in your life in all the different ways, and the little bit of money you have to give some of it away, which was really counterintuitive, right? That's the last time you want to give something away, is when you feel like you don't have enough yourself. But we learn these spiritual laws and we say what you send out comes back to you. And if we're not sending anything out, there's nothing to come back. We say things like, what you resist persists. Like, the last thing in the world I want is for this person to get in the White House. I don't know where that came from. You know, so some of you might have thought stuff like that. And so what you don't realize is that when you're not focusing on what you do want, but you're focusing on what you don't want, you're taking all that pure creative power and energy over here to what you don't want. And you are actually bringing that forth. Whatever we resist in our life will persist only because the energy is over there at what we're resisting. So we have to make ourselves, and it takes a Herculaneum effort sometimes to get our minds off of what isn't working and what we don't want to have happen. Absolutely don't. And we prepare for it. We get insurance against it. We do all kinds of stuff. We research it. We find out more and more about it to make sure it never happens. But how could it not happen? It's already happening. It's already in your consciousness. You're already worried about it. You've already given it all the feelings and all the energy. When I say you, I mean us. We're all experiencing exactly the same power, the same abilities, and we're all experiencing the same laws at work all the time. Not some of the time. Not like, well, this is a spiritual situation, so I'm going to apply it. There is no situation that is not a spiritual situation. It's coming all the time from within to without. It's always running through this wonderful laboratory that we have. And when we pay attention, we go deeper. When we see that is what happens, what does that do to us? When we actually can see this is what I was thinking and feeling, and this is what happened, and then when I changed up my thoughts, this is what happened, and I didn't have to do anything on the outside. It was totally an inside job. But magically, it seems, it changed. We're experiencing that here at Harmony Fellowship. Are we going to be here? Are we not going to be here? Are we going to be caught up in fear? Are we going to worry about it? Are we going to say, I'm going to trust everything to unfold perfectly and just let it go? Because being in fear isn't going to accomplish anything. This power that we have within us, the only way it works in alignment, and we work in alignment with it, is when we get back into our spiritual nature. When we work at it from our personality, it doesn't work. When we remember that we are the I Am, that we are the eternal, that we are one with that energy, then pretty much anything's possible. But when we look at it from the personality, it's like, well, this could happen or this could happen. And we've got both games running. And we are the house divided against itself. We say, these are the only things that are possible right over here. I need to take another course because I don't like my life. And instead, the invitation is, why don't you apply everything you've been studying? So when I was in Mexico last week, it was interesting. I went to dinner with people and I didn't know where they were on anything. Thought-wise, you know, I wasn't sure. And so I sit down to dinner with this wonderful woman who's an artist, and she said, I've known you before. I know who you are. And it was like, wow. My friend doesn't even know that conversation took place, doesn't even know that that is where she's coming from. And then I sat next to somebody who started bringing up the God particle and science and everything. And we started talking. I said, yeah, once I was, you know, when I was studying divine science, and there's a reason why it's called science. It means apply this as in your life, you know, test it, see if it works. And that I wanted to know if it was true that everything was just pure energy under the most powerful microscope. And I said, I would love to talk to two scientists or several scientists and ask them, people that don't even believe any of this. And I did. 2 days later, somebody invited me to a birthday party at a restaurant, and they started talking, and I said, oh, you guys are scientists, yes. I said, let me ask you, under the most powerful microscope, what does this salt and pepper shaker look like? What does this table look like? What do I look like? They said, moving energy. You can't distinguish one from the other. So when I was talking to this man, he starts talking about this. And he said, you know, everybody thinks we're separate, but we're really just all one. Does it get more divine science than that? Has he studied the stuff we've studied? No. He came in it strictly through science. But it was really, you could just see him light up as soon as we could start talking about this stuff. Did I mention Harmony Fellowship? Did I say, hey, I'm a minister, this is what I do? No. There was no reason to talk about that. It was fascinating to see this person all excited about this. And his wife across from him thought, he lives in the science world. He's like, woo, I don't know where he's at, but I know what I believe. And I'm thinking, he believes exactly what you believe, except he's coming in through a different door. It's called science. The important thing isn't what door you come through. The important thing that we all have to work on is, I know this. I know that there's a law of attraction, that whatever I focus my energy on, whatever my thoughts are, whatever story I'm living in, I will attract that. I know whatever I resist will persist. I know whatever I send out into the world, if I'm angry or I'm guilty or whatever I'm feeling, is going to come back to me. I know this. But the key is, do I apply it? Because that's our true doorway. That's the only doorway. That's how we go deeper in this, and that's how we stop freaking out every time something happens. Because we see those challenges as opportunities to actually apply it. We're going to go through our personality, it's going to go through its little thing, and then we say, okay, calm down. You know what to do. You know the laws are in place, and you know they always, always, always work because you're paying attention now. You look at what it used to look like, and when you changed up your story, when you changed up what you were going to send out, the whole world started changing. When you let go of what wasn't working, you allowed what wanted to come in to come in. We all have all the good that we could possibly want and more, but we have to let go of what is not good for us. We're the only blockage to it. So that's what I want to talk about today, is how important it is for us to actually apply it. And that last quote is exercise. Exercise your powers. What is difficult will finally become routine. And we notice that on our journey, right? Where we are getting better at it. We're getting better. We don't apply it maybe 100% of the time. We might not even apply it 50% of the time. Maybe not even 75. But boy, those gems of when we do apply it and we see something shift is so powerful, and it builds up our faith and our resilience and our ability. It's like we're literally, not having used a muscle before, we start exercising it and we become stronger. It's called spiritual muscle. We develop a spiritual muscle so that we can remain calm in all circumstances. So actually, when things go wrong and we apply it and we see it go right, that is the greatest gift we could possibly get. So our challenges now take on a totally new complexion. There's something entirely different. It's like, ah, this is my opportunity to apply what I've been studying and what I know. This is great. This isn't a bad thing. This is a good thing. This is an opportunity to let go of a story that was too small for me to live in and expand it. To go from this is all that's possible to I don't know. I'm not even going to name what it is. I just know something good is coming in. And that's all I have to do. But I cannot hold the story of this is all that can happen. And it's all good and it can all come in. Infinite possibilities doesn't exist with limited possibilities any more than fear exists with love. They can't. That's why I said you have to change up, everybody has to change up their definition of God, because if it's a God they fear, they couldn't possibly feel a love connection, because those two things can't exist in the same space. We have to decide what's going to live in our space. Yesterday I did a memorial service, and for somebody's father, a friend's father, and he was an atheist, but she wanted to believe that he was at least agnostic, but he wasn't. He was an atheist, you know, and that was fine. That was good because we have this story. It's an old story. If you don't believe in God and you don't believe in all these different things, then you're not going to be saved. But saved from what? Because as we move our story along, we don't believe that there's any condemnation. We don't believe there's some place that you're going to burn in. So what are we saving everybody from if they don't believe exactly what we believe? What are they going to lose? So a quote that I used was something about life is like a sandwich. The top portion is birth, and the bottom is death, and we're all going to have that sandwich. But we get to decide what we're going to put in the middle. We get to choose our own ingredients of our life. We have the power. We have the free will, the ability to choose if it's going to be a really tasty life or if it's going to be really sour. If it's going to leave a good taste in our mouths or if it's going to be bitter. He had a life that was very delicious and very wonderful. He became an engineer because he loved to figure out how things worked. Loved to do it. He actually created the windshield wiper blades for this Boeing 747. So when you get on the airplane, say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Dale, thank you. He loved to read. He loved to spend quality time with his kids. Did he have good parenting skills? If you think eating, you know, Butterfingers and donuts for breakfast and lunch, maybe not. Teaching your daughter to drive at 12, maybe not. But always there for them, always there. To the very end, when she said she was all stressed out about what was going to happen after he died with all the legalities and everything, he said, write a list, we'll go through everything together, I'm getting this all off your list. That was right before he died. So this really isn't so difficult. This life, you know, we don't have to keep studying it. It's what are you bringing to the table? Something delicious, filled with love all the way to the end, the very end, where you can care for those that care for you? Does it get more spiritual than that? Isn't God creative energy in action? Following your heart and becoming an engineer because you love how things work, isn't that God expressing fully and completely and authentically as that individual? Do you need religion when you live it? Isn't your life your religion? So, anyway, it's a challenge for us. We have personalities. We have all these experts. We've read the psychological books on how everything works. But the truth is, we're not biology and we're not psychology. We're spirituality. Thank you very much.